In 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings 18, verses 17 and 18, the Bible reads, "Then it happened when Ahab, the king, saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, 'Is that you, O troubler of Israel?' And he," that is Elijah, "answered, 'I've not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals.'" Elijah, the prophet of God, was accused of being a troublemaker. He was accused by the king of Israel. So what was Elijah guilty of? Well, he was prophesying the truth, while Ahab was leading the nation to worship idols. So ask yourself, who is the true troublemaker here? With that thought in mind, who's the true troublemaker in the Lord's church today? Is it the one who conforms to false doctrine, or the one who permits himself to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, as we read in Romans 12, verse 2? Is it the one who commends false doctrine, or the one who condemns it, as in Ephesians 6, 10 through 11? "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Is the true troublemaker in the Lord's church today the one who condones false doctrine, or the one who declares the truth? Well, Paul reminded the Ephesian elders in Acts 20, 27, "I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." The whole counsel of God, the whole truth, which can only be found by studying God's word in its entirety and in context. Is the true troublemaker the one who reinforces false doctrine, or the one who refutes it? Well, Ephesians 5:11 cautions us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And throughout our study of the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, we've witnessed the trials and tribulations of Christians in the first century. Especially, it seems, those who worked the hardest to spread the gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Each of the New Testament passages that I've quoted this evening came from the Apostle Paul's pen. And there could be no doubt that he knew what he was talking about as we shadow him on his ministry throughout Acts by Luke's divinely inspired writing. Paul was considered a troublemaker by those who refused to heed God's word, God's commands, just as the prophet Elijah was charged by King Ahab. But who were the real troublemakers? Paul was telling the truth because he had been transformed by the renewing of his mind. Paul was telling the truth by condemning false doctrine, by declaring the whole counsel of God, thereby refuting the false doctrine that was brought into the church by savage wolves. And the fight today is no different. It's no different than in Elijah's time and in the first century. So many people think they are Christians, yet they never even hear the whole counsel of God, just the parts that they want to hear. But God has a plan for mankind. He always has. As a creator and Lord, shouldn't we be listening to his plan instead of man's customs? We have to remain faithful to the only source of God's word, the Bible. By careful and honest study, it will reveal God's plan of salvation to us. That is what we need to know and what we need to do in order to truly be Christians. Hear his word, believe his word, and if it causes you to tremble and to be afraid, like the pagan Roman governor Felix in Acts 24, 25, then follow God's path to redemption. God wants us all to come to repentance rather than to perish. That's his promise. So repent of the old ways that make you afraid, and put your faith in the only one who can save you, Christ. Confess his name before men, and he will confess your name before his Father who is in heaven. Jesus promises us this in Matthew 10, verse 32. We continue on God's plan of salvation, obeying the gospel of Christ by being buried with him through baptism, as described by Paul in Romans 6, verses 3 through 6. And rise from the waters of baptism, walk in a new life, in the light, remaining faithful, following the whole counsel of God. If you're ready to follow his plan, if you're listening on the internet, I invite you to contact us and we'll show you the Bible's answer to any questions you may have. And if you're here tonight and you wish to respond or you need the prayers of the church, I invite you to come forward now and let your needs be known as we stand and sing a song of invitation to the Lord.